Yeah, these are the things I have been missing. And you say there's nothing we could change. You're still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good light. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish it didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some. Give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some. You could give me some, give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some.
The jackpot song for you coming up after news. It is 7 o'clock right now and raining. Here's Maria Kestein.
Hello, Pooja and Gurdeep. Canada Post workers remain on the job today, although a deal wasn't reached with their employer by midnight. Instead, they've issued an overtime ban, meaning they'll stop working at 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week. The two sides met last night and negotiations will continue. Toronto police are on scene an arson investigation in Scarborough after a business was set on fire after 2:30 this morning. Toronto Fire were called to the Kennedy and Lawrence area. People in the plaza say they saw suspects smash windows and pour gas inside while people were in there. No injuries have been reported. And Ontario is set to add 2,600 spots to teachers' colleges in a move to make up for the worsening shortage. Close to $60 million was set aside when the budget was tabled last week. Minister Nolan Quinn says Western, Queens, and Ontario Tech will get priority. In sports, the Blue Jays start their series against the Rays. That game starts in Tampa just after 7 o'clock tonight. And CHFI weather, a special weather statement remains in effect for Toronto and much of the GTA. We could be seeing up to 20 more millimeters of rain by the end of today. Our high is 11 degrees. Then tonight we drop to a low of 8. Right now in Toronto, some rain at 10 degrees. CHFI traffic eastbound 403 east of Highway 6 South. We still have this problem. It's now affecting the two left lanes. It's a crash. Emergency crews are on scene here. It's slow from Wilson. Southbound 400, volume delays at Aurora Road. Then again, south of Shepherd to the 401. Westbound 403, a slow go from the link to approaching Highway 6 South. Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Win your share of $50,000
right now.
I can't stop the feeling.
CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
Your chance to win $250 right on the spot, or you can push that towards a growing jackpot. And right now, that jackpot at $31,250, 82 people in for that jackpot. Is that what everybody's picking now? Is that what's going on?
So yesterday, we played six times today. Yesterday, five of the six people chose to go into the jackpot, and the day before, it was four of the six. So I think now that it's getting close, it's tangible, it's three sleeps away, and that number's north of 30,000. Mm-hmm. I think it's getting really exciting. I mean, if I was playing, I'd go for the jackpot, but that's how my brain works.
Yeah, people maybe want to test their luck, and then other people are like, no, I got lucky that I even got through as caller 16. I'm not going to push my luck. I'm taking my 250 and I'm running.
You think of any lotteries you play, like your odds are like one in the millions. This is $31,250, which is a nice chunk of change. 82 people. Like, what other lottery are you going to play where you've got this good of a chance to win? So here's how it works. We're looking for caller 16 at 416-872-CHFI when you hear the jackpot song, which this hour is?
Chainsmokers, Something Just Like This.
Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
Yes.
With Something Just Like This. We need the both artists. Chainsmokers and Coldplay, Something Just Like This. It's coming up within 5 minutes.
Right now.
Be caller 16 and win your share of $50,000.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fists. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. She said, where'd you wanna go?
not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
$50,000
right now.
I can't stop the feeling. It's DHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
And we got caller 16. It is Donna Kodak from Orangeville. And fun fact, Donna is the heiress to the Kodak throne. Is that right? The Kodak Empire? Yes,
wish.
You invented all the cameras, your family did.
I wish. But that would be a special Kodak moment if I win. I already have, I guess.
Oh, let's see. There you go. She's like, do you think I'd be playing this contest if I was the heir to the Kodak family? Yes, listen. $250 or put it towards a growing jackpot. Before we even get to your decision, Donna, we need to know, you were listening, you were caller 16. What was a jackpot song this hour?
Something Just Like This. Play and the Chainsmokers.
Okay, well done. So yes, you have already won now, Donna, but you still have one more tough decision before you. Would you like to take home a quick $250 right now, no questions asked, or do you want to join that growing jackpot currently at $31,250? The draw is happening on this show Monday.
Oh, I had my mind made up, and I'm going to go with $250.
Oh, so am I understanding correctly, Donna, you changed your mind? First, you thought you were going to go into the jackpot, and now you're like, no, I changed my mind. I just want the money right now.
Well, actually, I went back and forth, and I remember this lady before said, you know, that the bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. And I mulled it over, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to take the real deal, the money for me right now.
Okay.
Bird in the hand,
nice.
$250.
Because I'm not the Kodak family of the earth.
Hey, so it's a Friday. It's a nice time to win $250. What are you going to do with that this weekend? You going to go on a little splurge?
Probably. I'll share some. That'll be nice.
Nice. Well, congratulations, Donna. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to the Bujan Gurdeep Show.
Thank you for everything.
Your next chance to win is this morning at 8.
Yeah.
CHFI Traffic, I'm Maria Castain. Volume delays eastbound 401 at Dixie and the Collectors. Then from the 427 to the 400, alternate both the Express and Collectors. The ramp to Harmony, that right lane's taken out with a stalled vehicle. Eastbound 403 east of Highway 6 South, the two left lanes, that's blocked with a crash. It's slow from Wilson. And then volume delays southbound 410 from Sandalwood to Queen. Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value. On now, conditions in app.
98.1 CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee. Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today. And you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
CHFI. So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
439 Pizza Nova. It's not Samara Pizza for Kids Month. Join us in helping kids like Giorgio by adding a dip with your pizza in support of Variety, the Children's Charity of Ontario.
50 cents from every dip will help kids like me stay active. I dip, you dip, let's all dip for Variety.
Ciao, I'm Dominic Grimucci inviting you to help make a difference.
439 Pizza Nova. Gary, do you ever wonder why we fly north every year?
Obviously, it's because of Armstrong Bird Food.
I thought it was because of the weather or migration or something.
Oh, Steve, you need to spread those wings and open your eyes, partner. Truth is, it's the seeds, the nuts, the berries, the good stuff. Armstrong's got it all.
So all this time, you've been chasing snacks?
Bingo! You think I'd flap these wings thousands of miles for anything else?
Armstrong, Canada's premier bird food. The reason birds fly north. Find Armstrong at Canadian Tire, Home Hardware, and other fine retailers. Or learn more at armstrongbirdfood.com.
With food basics deals like 750 to 890 milliliter Hellmann's mayonnaise for $5.75 each, you'll be saying, yowza, wowza, only until May 28th. Shop in-store and online. Food basics, always more for less.
Shack Shine will make your home look fresh and new.
We clean the grime,
scrub your foundation,
and driveway, porches, decks, and sidewalks.
We clean out your guttering
and windows.
Shack Shine will make your house twinkle, sparkle, and glow.
Visit ShackShine.com.
Leon's True North Super Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on sofas and clearance mattresses. Plus, pay nothing for 2 years OAC. Visit Leons.ca today.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so Mission Impossible Final Reckoning opens up in theaters today, and Tom Cruise has gone viral after attending a screening. Did you see what he did? It's so weird. We'll tell you about it next.
How sweet.
I've been living my best life.
Yeah.
Tell me, how's it feel?
Huh?
Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
What doesn't kill you makes you hot.
Four, 8 degrees. We're on our way to only 11 today, and the showers will taper off this morning, but it will be a cloudy and windy day.
Welcome to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so the new Mission Impossible is out today. Final Reckoning, supposedly the last one, but I don't even care about the movie. I don't want to talk about the movie. Did you see this clip of Tom Cruise at a screening of the movie? He's hanging out in a theater eating popcorn, and he eats popcorn like a maniac. He eats popcorn like he's about to do a stunt. He eats popcorn like the popcorn is like a character.
It's almost as if it's a game or a stunt.
Yeah.
He's trying to pull off a stunt of getting the popcorn to land in his mouth because he is throwing it into his mouth so aggressively.
If you haven't seen this and you're not driving right now, please just Google Tom Cruise eating popcorn and see what we're talking about. Yeah, how do you describe it? It's like in his hand, it's like he's violently jerking his hand up towards his face, but not touching his face, and the popcorn's flying out of his hand into his mouth.
You don't even see the popcorn.
It's so fast. And then he's
angry while he's chewing it. It's bizarre. It's so weird. I don't know what's wrong with him.
It is impressive that he never misses his mouth, though, because I feel like if I did that, like, every fifth one, it would, like, hit my cheek.
I'm not going to lie. I had a moment where I was like, is it even going in his mouth? Like, is it a stunt where it's like he's actually throwing it over his shoulder? Like,
or is it an optical illusion? There is no popcorn?
I don't know. But it's very bizarre. But then it also gets me thinking, like, how do we all eat popcorn, right? I mean, it's not something that I've ever sat in front of a mirror and watched myself eating popcorn.
Yeah, I eat popcorn disgustingly because I'm usually eating it alone if I'm watching something at my place. Like, so I'll have it in a bowl and then I go like handful.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I'm just like mashing the handful into my mouth.
No.
But it's delicious because I need lots of popcorn in my mouth at one time. I'd say about 85% goes into my mouth. 15% doesn't, but I'm holding the bowl, so it just falls back in the bowl.
Oh, dear.
But I'm the only one eating it. I wouldn't eat it that way if I had company. But it's just the most shameless and delicious way to eat
it. Like, you gotta have popcorn for the whole show or movie. That's what my boyfriend eats it at, my son.
Once it's done, it's done. It's good.
I know, but then you want something else during the movie.
I mean, I'll get some chocolate.
Am I the only one who picks up each kernel by itself? I just do one by one.
Me too. I do it one by one and I just pop it in my mouth. Like,
but Pooja, you're probably all dainty when you do it. You're probably like,
I'm dramatic.
Like, you probably eat it like the queen, how the queen would.
No, I'm dramatic. It's like I'm watching, you know, like my favorite reality TV show. That's how I eat popcorn. Like, just slow and dramatic with each bite.
I just do one at a time, like one at a time, and then like, but not the handful the way, but wait, maybe I am eating it like Tom Cruise.
Wait, you're doing one at a time like Tom?
But not the whole handful. I'm doing the one at a time, but not the handful.
Are you doing it as aggressively?
I'm kind of watching it, but I'm not as aggressive, but one at a time.
Do you eat your popcorn like Tom Cruise?
No, this can be
a therapy group for you.
I feel like it was, but he's so aggressive when he does it.
You know what? I have a theory. Could it just be because he is a performer, he is so used to acting that let's say he was in a movie and he had to pretend like to eat popcorn, like he's putting on a performance eating popcorn. Maybe this is him acting.
Maybe.
He doesn't actually know how to eat popcorn.
It does look like if eating popcorn was an action scene, this would be how it would be done.
Because it looks like he's like strong and aggressive and like, you know.
He's taking charge.
Yeah, he's in charge. The popcorn's not in charge.
And this clip has gone so viral, I would argue that it's like outshining the movie. Okay, is there something that you eat the wrong way? We're going to go ahead and say Tom Cruise is eating popcorn the wrong way.
It doesn't look right.
Is there something that maybe you don't even know you're doing this wrong? People have had to tell you, like, hey, why do you eat this like that?
Oh, so when I drink coffee in the morning, I have to take the lid off and then I can sip it. Like, you know, all that.
But then your coffee gets cold.
I know, but I can't drink it any other way.
You also purchase like an expensive coffee warmer off Amazon that you never use. And Steph and I told you it was a horrible purchase.
We're not getting into that. Okay. I drink my coffee wrong, according to some people.
You're doing it wrong, drinking your coffee. What is the thing that people tell you you eat or drink, in Pooja's case, the wrong way? I have one I'll share with you coming up as well. But call us. We want to hear yours. 416-872-CHFI. What do you eat the wrong way?
Baby, I love your way every day. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way every day.
CHFI News Update.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. Mail will make its way across the country today. Canada Post workers deciding not to walk off the job hours ago, even though they were unable to reach a deal with the Crown Corporation. They've instead issued an overtime ban, meaning they'll have a hard stop at 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week. The two sides will continue to negotiate in the meantime. Toronto City Council has imposed a bubble zone bylaw restricting protesting around daycares, schools, and places of worship. It was passed late last night in a 16-9 vote, meaning demonstrations cannot take place within 50 meters of those areas. There's no application process, meaning any of the locations that request a bubble zone will get it. It's set to take effect on July 2nd. And investigations continue at a Scarborough restaurant after it was set ablaze overnight. Toronto Fire were called to the business in the Kennedy and Lawrence area after 2:30 this morning. Witnesses say they saw people smash the front entrance and pour gasoline as people were still inside. No one was injured, and Toronto police have confirmed it as arson. In sports, the Jays start their series against the Rays in Florida tonight. That game gets going after 7. And CHFI weather, that special weather statement is in effect for the city of Toronto. A whole lot of rain on tap. We could be seeing up to 20 millimeters today. Our high is 11. Then tonight, more rain moves in. Right now in Toronto, some light rain at 9 degrees. CHFI traffic, westbound 401 approaching the 412 to approaching Salem. You can expect volume over here. Southbound Dufferin ramp heading onto the westbound 401. That right lane's taken out with a stalled vehicle. Eastbound 403, east of Highway 6 South, the two left lanes still blocked with a crash. It's slow from approaching Wilson. Westbound Lakeshore approaching Parliament, that right lane's taken out with a stalled vehicle. And then eastbound 401, the ramp to Thix in the right lane is blocked with a stalled vehicle.
So we just talked about Tom Cruise eating popcorn, and it's not, he's not eating it the way we think normal people eat popcorn. It's very aggressive. Anyway, you can Google it. It went viral. And then it got us wondering, is there something that people tell you, you eat the wrong way? And boy, there's a lot of you. We are getting so many texts to 981-981 and getting to your calls and texts next.
What you got to lose? Make up your mind. Tell me, what are you gonna do? It's only me. Let it go.
Eight degrees on our way to 11. Showers this morning, but mostly cloudy and windy this afternoon.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun on 98.1 CHFI.
Tom Cruise eats his popcorn like a maniac. He eats his popcorn like it's an action movie. It's wild. It went viral as his new movie is about to come out, The Last Mission Impossible. And we're wondering if there's something that people tell you you eat the wrong way.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stories. Do you eat something the wrong way? Like, people notice when you do it?
I don't think it's the wrong way, but I know this would bother a lot of people. You know, there's people who have to have their food not touching on the plate. Like, they'll have it, like, all compartmentalized and whatever. That bothers me. I'm the opposite. I grew up with a lot of flavor in the house, Indian food, and everything was always kind of mixed together. Mm-hmm. So if I am ever handed a plate where things are compartmentalized, like it's some rice, and then it's some lentils, and then it's this or whatever, I'm like, no, everything has to get together. So I will mix, regardless of what I'm eating, Thai food, Chinese food, Italian food, everything goes together. I'll mix salad in with pasta and whatever. Everything together, mix it all up, eat it.
You're a commingler.
I like all the flavors at once.
And you probably hate those styrofoam built-in compartmentalized.
I break down walls. I break down walls. I bring food and people together, Pooch.
You're not alone, because we're getting a lot of texts at 981-981, a lot of calls as well. So we're going to get to the phone line momentarily. But we're asking you, is there something people tell you you eat the wrong way? So let's go to Dylan in Toronto on the phone. What's that for you?
So it's not me. It's actually a coworker. So this is a really funny story. He's decided to start eating healthy one day, and he got some celery. And he had never eaten celery before.
Okay.
And I turn over to him, and he's just kind of chewing on it and kind of, like, not actually biting it off and eating it. He's just, like, chewing off and, like, squeezing out the juices.
Oh,
and, like,
what?
Just, like, leaving it. And I turned to him. I said, what are you doing? He's like, is this not how you eat celery? I said, no, that's not at all how you eat celery.
What the? I feel like that's how a rabbit would eat celery.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Like, he's sucking on celery.
He's sucking out the celery juice and spitting out the fiber.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's doing. And I was blown away. I said, that's crazy. I said, let's pretend this never happened. We cannot talk about this ever again.
This is the most wrong thing I've heard all week.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe your coworker needs to just stick with eating normally and not eating healthy. Because, like, imagine carrots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where do we draw the line? They've never met a vegetable. Dylan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Text coming in at 981-981. Is there something you eat the wrong way? This person says, I eat corn on the cob row by row like a typewriter.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Ching. That's like a cartoon.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine sitting beside that person.
That's,
wow.
That's wild.
That is wild. Jen from Mississauga, is there something people tell you that you eat the wrong way?
Cheese strings.
Oh.
Whoa, hold on. There's a wrong way to eat cheese strings? How do you eat them?
Well, you're supposed to, I guess, peel them and eat them.
Yeah.
I just eat them. Like, I take them off and then peel.
Wait, so you eat it like it's a chocolate bar?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wild.
You just go and go, nom, 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 instead of, like, pulling off the string.
Listen, when you're hungry, you just, eat the thing. Don't play with your food.
Okay, Jen, serious follow-up question. How do you eat a Kit Kat?
No, that I break off and eat. Yeah.
Wait, so that you know how to break off, but you won't peel a cheese string?
That's right, yeah.
I love it. Jen, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
It's like a science experiment. You put a bunch of cheese strings in a room and see how people eat them.
Yes.
Peeling's all the fun.
What does it say about your personality? Another text here at 981-981. When I eat a sandwich, I eat all the crust first and then work my way into the middle because that's the best part. What?
Okay, I kind of understand the psychology. You're working your way up to the best thing. I have a friend who does the reverse. One of these friends who has to have his food compartmentalized. Yeah, he sort of. So if he gets, for example, salad, fries, and a burger, he'll start with the least desirable thing. He'll eat all the salad.
Oh.
Then he'll eat all the fries. And then he'll eat the burger. And I'm like, this is sounds dumb to me because aren't you full by the time you get to the burger? Who eats all the fries first?
Oh my goodness.
It's maniacal.
But just saving the best for last, I guess?
Yeah. Okay. Barbara in Georgetown, is there something that you eat, quote unquote, wrong?
McDonald's burgers. We don't go to McDonald's too often. Usually it's during the summer when we're on the road. We'll stop at an en route. They're so thin. The patty is barely there. So I figured instead of having five slices of a full burger, I'll first eat the top part of the bun, have my five slices. Then I'll eat that paper thin pickle that's in there. Then I'll have my five slices of the patty. And I just break it down. I never eat the whole thing in one piece.
So it's becomes a deconstructed burger for you.
Precisely.
And then that way you can savor it longer. Instead of it being done in five bites, you got five bites on the bun, five bites on the patty, five bites on the bottom bun.
Exactly. It extends the joy of the meal. If you can cook a joyful meal.
Barbara, part of the brilliance of a burger, though, is the harmony of flavors when you take a bite and you get a little bun, a little patty, a little topping, a little lettuce, a little like it's how they work together, no?
No.
Okay. All right.
Don't tell her how to have joy in eating a burger. Barbara, you do you.
Wow. I think I draw the line at this last text we got sent in here from Sarah in Brampton. Sarah says...
Ooh, Sarah actually attached her name because so far nobody's attaching their name.
Nobody wants to own this. Sarah's owning this, which I give her credit for. Sarah says, I eat pizza by the crust first.
What? No. No.
I'm sorry. I draw the line there. We can't be friends.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Maria Castaigne. A pair of stalled vehicles affecting your drive on the eastbound 401 first east of Keele and the collectors at right lane's taken out. It's slow from the 427 and both the express and collectors. Then the ramp to fix in that right lane taken out with a stalled vehicle. Volume delay southbound 400 first at Aurora Row, then south of Shepherd to the 401. Eastbound 403, we still have this problem east of Highway 6 South. The two left lanes are taken out with a crash. It's slow from approaching Wilson. The Ford It's a Big Deal event is on. Time to get a big deal on a 2025 Bronco Sport Big Bend. Visit your Toronto area Ford store today.
The PJ and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
So there may be a cure for hair loss. Yeah, after a recent scientific breakthrough. Have you heard about this? I will tell you about it right after Natasha Bedingfield.
Today.
7:48, 8 degrees.
The Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
So we got two stories that you need to know. What do you got, Gurdeep?
I'm going to start off with a statistic here for you, Pooja. By age 50, over half of men and a quarter of women experience some form of hair loss or thinning. This is a widespread global problem. It's been a thing since the beginning of humankind. Some men embrace it. I have friends who love being bald. Others, this can be a paralyzing, crippling thing, right? That you lose your self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Well, massive breakthrough. There may be a cure for hair loss. This is a wild story. So researchers at UCLA have made this breakthrough. They've been working on this for decades, and they've recently been focusing on this newly discovered molecule called PP405.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
Rolls right off the tongue.
I'm more of a PP404.
404.
Can or 403, but anyway.
That was the old model. PP405, so what is it? This molecule that supposedly encourages thick, visible hair follicles, and in trials, it has awoken dormant but healthy hair follicles. In clinical trials, researchers are calling their findings statistically significant after applying, get this, PP405 topically for just a week.
In 1 week. I guess also it's not just like, it's not new hair necessarily. It's even your old existing follicles.
It's follicles that are like, are dormant, but alive beneath the surface. So it brings them back to life. And we're not talking like thin, flimsy, like this is like thick hair potentially could bring back. It's crazy because everything else that's out there, whether it's Propecia or Rogaine or hair transplants or red light therapy, all these things take forever and you gotta do them for a long time. This still needs approvals and FDA and everything. It's probably still a couple of years away, but the early signs look incredible.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people are going to be Googling. What is it again?
PP405.
Yes, yeah. PP405. Okay, so our lives have never been more convenient, right? You can literally just think of something, order it online, it arrives the next day. Mm-hmm. When it comes to your food delivery, you know, an Uber Eats or whatever, you crave something, it comes to your door. Well, now you can get a wedding dress delivered to your door through DoorDash.
Uber wedding? DoorDash wedding?
Okay. Yeah. David's Bridal, which by the way has locations in Canada and the US, they just announced that they have partnered with DoorDash to provide brides-to-be with a wedding dress. It could be, if you want to go to a party dress. It will get to your door in under an hour. Okay, they have 7 locations in the GTA. Not sure if it's happening here, but they do have 190 locations across Canada and US. And they say already there's very high demand in one city. Do you have any guesses where that demand might be?
Toronto?
No, Las Vegas.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so DoorDash wedding dress. Do they do brides too? Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Like send you a bride?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
I thought the dress for the bride. What? That's called something else, and it's illegal.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Yeah, I'm free.
Show. It's 7:55, 8 degrees are high today, 11 degrees. You just need the umbrellas this morning and then cloudy this afternoon. Also, more music on the way from MJ and Jennifer Lopez.
CHFI plays your favorite songs.
And now they can win you your share of $50,000.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
Listen for CHFI jackpot songs 6 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 5.
When you hear them play, call in to win. Then it's up to you to decide.
Take the cash or enter the draw for a big jackpot.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's
$50,000 music jackpot.
Only on 98.1
CHFI.
I can't stop it.
It's Employment Law Q&A with 98.1 CHFI and Canada's leading employment lawyer, Howard Levitt at levittlawyers.com.
True or false, Howard? My employer has to give me my old job back after my maternity leave.
False. If that job no longer exists, the employer has to provide you a comparable job. But if a job doesn't exist at all because the whole division's been shut down, they can terminate you, but they have to pay wrongful dismissal damages.
My employer can replace me with the person who filled in while on maternity if they have done a better job than me.
False. You have a right to return to your pre-maternity leave job if that job still exists.
HR is an employee's friend, there to serve as a mediator between the employer and employee.
False. HR's job is to protect the company, not protect the employees.
To contact Howard, visit levittlawyers.com. That's levittlawyers.com.
Employment Law Q&A from Howard Levitt at 98.1 CHFI.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $106 weekly for 36 months at 5.69% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Did you hear that Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Woo! Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Kevin's a triathlete, driven, focused, and determined to go the distance. He came to Aaron Park Toyota for a vehicle that would do the same. Their dedicated expert team found him a car to keep pace, carrying him and all his equipment to each race. Now, he's an Aaron Park Toyota fan, and we're a fan of Kevin, too.
Be our guest at Aaron Park.
Let's get in and go. Get 4.79% lease rates up to 48 months on the new 2025 Tundra, all equipped with Toyota Safety Sense.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the Pure Indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Yummy. Wait, are we out of the far-off fudge, too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool off this patio season with Kelsey's new frozen cocktails. Why not sip on the refreshing Peachellini or watermelon Red Bull Dog? Don't miss shareables like beef tenderloin lettuce wraps, epic nachos, and lemon pepper calamari. Kelsey's, Canada's original roadhouse. Taxes extra. Must be legal drinking age. Dine in only at participating restaurant.
Il Divo by Candlelight. An intimate and immersive experience live in concert. Il Divo will transport audiences into a world of timeless elegance and emotion where soft romantic ambience and exquisite stage design will set the tone for a deeply personal and moving performance. Live at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino, Saturday, October 11th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. For more, visit ildivo.com.
Hosting weather starts at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, get boneless, skinless chicken breast for only $4.66 a pound. Serve up delicious poultry from Canada and bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See Fly for details.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. It is 8 o'clock. That rain is supposed to taper off now. Still a bit of fog. Let's get your news with Maria Castain.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. Toronto police were investigating a suspected arson attack on a Scarborough restaurant.